Are these questions still important for someone who is maybe in a job with a corporation where there's a 401k and there's a retirement plan and all of that? Or are they let off the hook? Can they sort of not deal with this question?
You know, I started to say what's funny, but there's nothing funny at all about it, is that at my seminars, I say there is a saying that says a picture is worth a thousand words. And after I say that, I flash up probably the most infamous corporate logo in corporate history. I put up the logo of Enron. And when you think about, a lot of times people think, oh no, but I'm taken care of. I've got my 401k with my corporation, so I've got no difficulty whatsoever. Okay, and then I show that Enron, and it's almost like a hush goes over the crowd. Because it really is sad when you start thinking about how many billions of dollars were lost, people's life savings lost through, you know, basically corporate fiscal irresponsibility. Well, here's what happened. The government stepped in and said, all right, well, you know what? We've got to put in place the Pension Reform Act, Pension Protection Act, rather. So we want reform here. Well, I saw a quote, Charles Schwab said, the message of the Pension Protection Act, you're on your own. Well, that's great news to some people. Some people see you're on your own and they think, hey, that's awesome. Now I've got control. I control my destiny. But for some people, that is just downright scary, because the key is you have got to do something. You know, even though we talk about 401ks, there was a statistic not too long ago, and it said that of all working age Americans, less than 22% have an IRA and less than 15% contribute to any sort of corporate retirement plan. I found that astonishing.
That is remarkable.
It really is, you know, because you look at it and you say, how can people not see this? You know, I mentioned earlier, as far as that chart, from age 25 to 35 and you stopped versus age 35 to 65, and you say, wow, we all see that chart. But the thing is, when you're young, I can't tell you how many people I've seen, you know, when I was that age, I saw it and I still see it today, because now I'm hiring people that are that age. So you start looking at it and you say, people get out of school, and rather than immediately starting to make those investments in their retirement plan, they immediately start investing in consumer goods. They start investing in a car that's a depreciating asset that immediately goes down in value the second you drive it off the lot. Now, obviously, we all have to have cars, so I'm not anti-car, but